الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Anyone got any question? Maulana Imran say that we explain how we benefited from Mashayikh. Really, we are really wretched. We had such great opportunities, there is no doubt about it. Such great Buzurgs and Buzurgani Deen, and the love and kindness, but unfortunately, from our side, we couldn't, but only Allah's fazal, karam, ahsan, and their kindness, that as Maulana said, if you go to a itar shop where they sell perfume, atar, and you don't buy, they don't give you hadiya, still the smell you will still get. And that is really how our Buzurgani Deen are. Their qualities and the keenness, in fact the keenness is so great. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali and many of our other Buzurgs also, that when they find a murid, they see potential in that murid, that he has got the capacity and the desire to learn and wants the love of Allah, he wants to become righteous. It can be that due to his nafs, he's committing guna, he's falling down, he's doing wrong things, but he's got it in his heart, I want to become a wali, a friend of Allah, I want to be righteous. And he makes his effort also duly, and the Shaykh makes out this person, and there are many, the first time the Shaykh's eyes fall upon them, he makes out this is a person to me to make effort upon, who has got that capacity. And some people spend their whole life also, but they don't have that capacity. So our Mashayikh, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, like a murid generally, he will sacrifice for his share, devote himself, show his love, make khidmat, humble himself. Maulana Haji Imdadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, I desire to do that for my murid, that I humble myself in front of my murid. Why? He wants to learn Allah's love, the value of Allah's love. So what I wanted to show, our Mashayikh have got that in them. That they go out of their way for their murid and in various ways. For example, when I was still here in South Africa, before I went and studied in Dioban, I was studying in Niaspa, and Allah had put in my heart the love of Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And that also because what I heard from my ustads in their sabaks, just in passing, they mentioned something about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Therefore, as asatiza, as ustads, we don't realize, but just what we are teaching sabak, whatever our sabak is, but we just mention something in passing, positive or negative, it has got a great impact on our students. And it has a great effect. So always just say something positive. Don't speak anything negative, any wrong thing. Speak good things. And you don't know that student catches up with it, and all that inshallah will come in your account of deeds also. Afterwards, whatever. So they spoke about Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. It came in my heart. We were young boys about that time, 17, 18 years old. What we knew about Buzurgs and we in South Africa, that time contact India-Pakistan was minimal, not like today. There was no contact, government level also, South Africa and India, they had no contact. They were opposing views totally of the two countries. So, but the love of Hazrat Shaykh had come into my heart. So when I went to Dioban, I told my friend, Maulana Suleiman Pandor, the Ahmad Barakatu, who was close to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he was bad of Hazrat, and in fact I think by then he had got Khilafat also, I don't remember, but I told him I want to become bad to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah. The first Friday we went from Dioban to Saharanpur, and that time Hazrat Shaykh was not still as famous as he Ali became later. After Juma, he called me, like, do we send a message on to become bayat? So he called me, he made me bayat. And then we had contact also, quite a bit, with Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Every Friday, after I finished my studies, I stayed 1 year extra. Then every Thursday, after Asar, after classes, we should go to Saharanpur and stay the night by Hazrat Shaykh, after Juma, come back again. This was regular. I spend Ramzan by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and here again see really how our Mashaykh are. We were young boys and we were not taking life serious, even this, though we liked the Sawwuf and all this, but still we were not serious about it. In fact, so much that there was the Zikr Majlis, and Hazrat Shaykh should pay a lot of stress on the Zikr Majlis after Zohar. And we didn't even get permission, we didn't to make zikr. So we should set at the back few young boys and we should read Quran Sharif. So Hazrat Shaykh became quite upset because the person who doesn't make zikr in the Khanqah, Hazrat should get very cross. So somebody reported us to Hazrat that these young boys here, they're not even sitting for zikr. So Hazrat wanted to chase us out of the Khanqah. But there was one monana, Ahmad Lulat Sab, Allah reward him. He said, no, but Hazrat, these boys, they read what Quran. All the time they are reading Quran at the time. So I said, oh, okay, if they're reading Quran, it's all right. So, Hazrat Shaykh, after Maghrib, he should have his majlis. His one majlis after Maghrib. After supper, Isha used to be delayed. It was winter also. And three suparas we should read in Tarawih every night. And Tarawih should start also quite late. So Hazrat's majlis after supper should take place. Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatuhu, we is also from Leslie, I'm married in Leslie, we had connection. So he told me that see what you must do, all the people, big buzurgs, big ulama, after supper, everyone want to rest little, they eat their paan, they have their tea, so they come a little late for the majlis. Not really late, but not right early. So you come first and you sit in front. I should sit in front every day. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, eyesight was not so good. He used to wear quite thick lenses. He used to wear his glasses when he used to sit after Maghrib. And it never ever dawned on me that Hazrat Shaykh is noticing anyone or anything. But how Allah Akbar, our Mashayikh, this we saw also, that many people used to come to the Khanqah not to spend time. They just came for the day, for barakat, for one day, just for Tarawih, like that. But they should meet Hazrat Shaykh. Long queue. And really it appeared to us as young boys that Hazrat used to sit, and then there was like a raised thing, and Hazrat should put his hand. And to us it looked Hazrat was sleeping. So many people, how lot is going to make salam? So he just kept his hand and all just put their hand and they go one way. And Hazrat doesn't know who's coming, who's going. But we saw somebody came just for 1 hour, 2 hours, just for half a day. And Hazrat caught his hand. And Hazrat told, bring my topi, give him khilafah. We were sure, I got a shot that to me it seemed that Hazrat is tired whole days and solat ibadat whole night, Hazrat is sleeping. But that was not the case of our Mashayikh. So anyway, I was sitting in front every night and I never from any point of view that Hazrat noticed even that we are sitting there. My Marhum Baji passed away 29th of Ramadan. So then Maulana Abbas Ali, Zubair Ali Sahib, the Ahmad Barakatu, my brother-in-law, very good, we are very good friends. The telegram by mistake went there to Deoband and I was in Saharanpur. So he got it, he read it, Allah reward him, he broke the news to me in a very mild and gentle way. Anyway, so 29th Ramzan, it was 28th I think, that he decided, he told me, he's their village. So I went to meet Hazrat Shaykh. I'm just putting hand with Hazrat is sleeping. Hazrat don't know, he'll just put it. He caught my hand. He told me, oh Ramzan, you spend with us. Now you're going away right at the end. I was so surprised that Hazrat noticed. And we insignificant young boys of 20 years, 21 years, young boys, insignificant, dirty, nothing. But this is how Mashayikh, they cast their tawajjuh. Anyway, after that Ramzan, I wrote to Hazrat. That Hazrat, one matter of Islam, I wrote a letter. Hazrat's reply came immediately, I was in Deoband, that this means that you have to come here to Saharanpur. He didn't give the jawab. He said, this letter means you have to come to Saharanpur. I went there, I showed it to the Khadim, that Hazrat, so he took me in by Hazrat. Hazrat told me, this means you have to stay here. So I told Hazrat, my ticket is booked, I'm going home. My father passed away also, and I was keen to come home. So he told me, stay at least 1 month. I said, a few days. He said, spend a day. I said, I have to do packing and all day. Just see our wretchedness. Then Hazrat said, spend 1 night. That also I said, no. Then Hazrat gave me kitab, Fadaile Durood, Hadiya, present. And he told me, he wrote in there and told me he must read this. So this is the tawajjuh of the mashayikh. Though from our side we were useless, but the tawajjuh. Then Hazrat, we had contact in Stango, and Hazrat came, spent Ramzan, we spent Ramzan there. They also, Ajib or Gharib, of all the people in the beginning few days, Hazrat called for me. Where Hazrat knows me? I know. Correspondence, one head correspondent, I wrote to Hazrat when I came back. Hazrat, that zikr we are making, that now it's not regular how we used to do it at the beginning. It's becoming very erratic, etc. So what the reply Hazrat wrote? And I said that we are now busy. According to our thinking, we're busy, we haven't got time for zikr. So Hazrat said, your excuse of not making, of not being regular with zikr will be acceptable when you say you don't get time to eat also. Because zikr is more important than your physical food. Physical food is for your body to keep you alive. Zikr is to keep your spiritual, your soul alive. If there is no soul, soul is dead, you are dead. And though you could be living still, but if your soul is like dead, it has got no power, you won't stay away from guna, you won't be able to do good deeds, your soul is dead. And zikr is the food for the soul. So when you tell me that you haven't got time to eat, then I will accept your excuse that you haven't got time for zikr. So zikr is so important. So we had correspondence with Hazrat. But when Hazrat came, there out of the blue he called for me in his tent. And then he spoke to me, again very similar things happened. Anyway, it was all from Allah which I was shared when Hazrat came. Then also I used to keep away from Hazrat at the beginning. Hazrat came, and Hazrat came himself to Darul Uloom. He just walked around, Hazrat was healthy that time, checked the whole Darul Uloom. Then after everything, Hazrat asked me, where's the khanqah? So I said, khanqah, not important, what is khanqah? Here we got all the sabaks for the hadith and for tafsir and everything. He said, you've got a kitchen, you've got everything, you've got toilets also in your dark. You haven't got khanqah? So we didn't realize. Then Hazrat worked on me. Hazrat should send for me repeatedly to come. And I was better, Darul Uloom work was also a lot, and I was practically alone doing it all. And we didn't understand what is the tasawwuf and khanqah and all this also. So, but Hazrat continuously, he made effort on me, until the stage where Hazrat also gave up hope on me. Once we went together to Kruger National Park, Hazrat called me separately, he explained to me that I wouldn't like become bad. He kept my distance, he kept aloof. Then Hazrat was coming to Durban Safar, and Hazrat had arranged for one person for the ulama who couldn't afford it, that buy them tickets, air tickets, and give them. So Hazrat didn't see me at the airport. He told buy a ticket for him also. He didn't see me at the airport. So then Hazrat like gave up, this person I won't be able to get hold of him. Last minute I appeared. So Malana Haider Ali Dorato Hazrat is here. So I said, okay, let him come. Then Alhamdulillah we went to Sipingo Beach, and there I became bayat to Hazrat. Then after that Hazrat made effort. Then Hazrat told me, you must come for Umrah with me, I'm going Umrah. Again I had all my excuses and everything. But Allah knows best. That Jummah I made bayan, I used to go to Kurkas or Masjid for Jummah, and I spoke on the love of Allah Ta'ala. And what immature things, right at the beginning, even now we immature, but that just changed my heart. And that also Hazrat arranged a ticket for me to join Hazrat. So I phoned home, I told my wife, Akka, that prepare my goods, I'm going if the ticket is available. I phoned that person, is the ticket still available? He said, yeah, it's available. And at night, Alhamdulillah, we were on the flight, we went to Nairobi first. Hazrat was in Nairobi. From there we joined Hazrat. Then Alhamdulillah, Kaya Badal Gaya. So this is that, just have that. I don't know how it was. I mean, we were going to Buzur, but we were not serious like about it. But there, tawajjuh. They pulled us. It is famous that Allah Ta'ala sends mashayikh. Either Allah will send you to the mashayikh, but generally Allah sends mashayikh to you. And then when that was my hadith, Maulana read, inna fi dahr la nafahat. There are certain moments, valuable, special moments. When they come, grab them. Don't lose those moments. Then you just move in your life after that. So grab that, and you don't have to be a Mr. Anybody. You're not Hafiz, you're not Alim, you're nothing. But the minute some Buzurg's nazar falls on you, Allah will grab you. And then when Allah makes you His, nobody can take you away from Allah. How our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum explained, if you paste a paper on a paper, four corners you put little glue, you can pull it apart easily. But you put whole glue on the whole page, and that strong glue, that if you want to separate it, you tear it, but you can't separate it. Allah will join you to Allah like that. Nothing can separate that. All the forces of batil, all women can come naked in front of you. All temptations can come. How the two pages cannot get separated, you can't get separated from Allah. This is the karamat of the nazar of the awliya, of the buzurgs. Allah, it is Allah's work. Allah is doing it. And Allah uses this awliya. Look at the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu. Those who joined to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their bones were torn from one, their bodies were torn apart, but they never separated from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That glue becomes so strong, nothing can then separate you from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So this staying with the buzurgani deen, little bit khidmat of this. Once, Allah knows best, when I went to Hadrat in Karachi, before that we went for Umrah. Those days we were a bit young, so we should make Asr with Jamaat in the Haram. And Asr is very early there. And then I should stay in the Haram from Asr right till after Isha. Now it's many hours. So after Asr, I had my one special place I used to sit and look at Gumbad-e-Khizra and carry on with our zikr, dua, tilawat, whatever we used to do. So one buzurg came. It was still, the Haram was getting built. He came, and this buzurg had a habit, all the workers in the Haram, whoever he sees, he gives them sweets. One sweet he gives everyone. Then he went to one place to drink zamzam. There was no water in that zamzam at that time. So I saw it, so I felt water. I went in here, just from the back I came. So he said, from where tum kaha se tapke? From where you fell from the sky, where you came out from. So, but anyway, then he started asking me, who are you, what you doing and all that. I told him, he says, abhi der hai, abhi dur. It's still very long for you and you are still very far also. Then he asked me, you making zikr? I said, yeah. He said, where's your tasbih? I showed him. Those days, the small little tasbihs with the small dhanas. He said, ye shautiya sab chhod do. This all that is like being smart, having a small little, keep a tasbih with big dana, we can read easily. Don't worry, you want to be smart, you got a smart, small little tasbih. He said, yes, sab shaukiya chhod. I don't know what duas he must have given or who he was. Never met him after that. But then when I went Karachi, met Hazrat, then there Hazrat invited us, then still I didn't become the head to Hazrat. Then when Hazrat came the following year, I think it was, 1994, somewhere around there, then when Hazrat came to Isipingo, then I became bad. So what I'm saying is, we have the desire, or Allah sometimes, some don't have the desire, but buzurgs don't leave you. Their nazar is on you, and they grab you, and they pull you. And that pulling is actually from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And my whole life, whatever I did, I don't find myself, I had that keenness, that eagerness, that to do, if Allah was pulling me all the time. Whether it was the Darul Uloom, whether it was anything else, that I had that intention, oh, this is something I must do, this must be achieved, this is something. It wasn't. Allah, all the time, and Allah just opened the ways, all the way Allah made it easy. So that is what is called, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi explained. Namaz is, what time? Azan? 11 minutes is azan. Yes. That a certain end in Khurasan, which was so far away from Makkah Sharif. He had the desire, I must go to Kaaba Sharif. Now a small ant right there in Khurasan, where's Iran, where's Makkah Sharif, where's that ant going to reach Kaaba Sharif? How long, what's the lifespan of an ant? So Allah sent one of the pigeons of the Haram of Kaaba there to it. And Allah made ilham in the heart of that ant that your aeroplane jumbo jet is here now. All things are fixed up, your passport, your visa, hotel accommodation, everything ready. Now you must board your plane. And when your plane takes off, and the pigeon will flutter its wings, don't get frightened. So Allah will send your sheikh to you. From where and where Allah will send your sheikh. And when the sheikh perhaps now reprimands you, shouts you, don't get frightened. You hold hard, firm on. And there the pigeon flies back to Kaaba Sharif. That ant reaches the Kaaba. You will reach Allah. Not only the Kaaba, the house of Allah, you will get the owner of the house of Allah. So this, go to Buzurganuddin. Even if you don't find that keenness in you, that urge, but just keep on going, stay there. And when they notice something, they themselves will pull you. Hey? And this has notions, how many? You get so happy with some people, and some come, and just in a few minutes, where they reach. Hey? If we have got that urge in us, and the tawajjuh of the buzurg. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنُ. For everything, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is a mine. Coal mine, coal mine, diamond mine, many mines you have got. وَمَعْدَنُ taqwa, and the mine of taqwa. Where will you get taqwa? Where must you mine and take out taqwa from? قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ. The hearts of the recognizers of Allah, the awliya. Their hearts, that is the mind of taqwa. You focus on that heart. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, by Mashaykh, don't go for knowledge. Knowledge, if you want, you go Darul Ulum. Don't go there that we want to learn something, some points. And not even amal. Amal you will get in Darul Ulum, Tabligh Jamaat you will go, amal will come in your life. But yeah, what you have to go is what is called kaifiyat ihsan. That heart's condition of being connected with Allah Ta'ala. For sifat, to get ikhlas in a person. To get tawadu in a person. Humility. Those are the things for which a person has to go to mashayikh. Anyway, this is all from Allah's side. And who Allah chooses, Allah makes the asbab for that person. And there is no greater treasure than when iman and then the kaifiyat of iman. When you get the qualities of iman, wallah, hey, when the imam reads qirat, it takes you way far above the seven heavens it takes you. In your zikr, in your dua, in the kaifiyat of ihsan, where you reach, outwardly you just with everyone else, you're an ordinary person. We're making namaz together, eating together, you also go toilet also, everything you do. But by the kaifiyat-e ihsan, kaifiyat-e imani, you reach where and where. So as for the students, especially for all of us, keep this time, be in contact with Ahlullah. Be in their nazar and try and win their favors and their duas. Therefore, it's very important that we make khidmat such a way that we don't have to ask them for duas, they want to give us duas. Eh? Like Allah gave me the topic, it was only from Allah's side that Buzurg in Haram of Medina, he was in front of me facing that way, the opposite way, Kaaba, and he wanted no water. And Allah just brought me in time, just as he turned, his water was ready. How you knew I wanted to drink water and you brought it for me? What duas came out from his heart, Allah alone knows. I don't know him, he doesn't know me, we never met before, after that we never met. Who it was, only Allah Ta'ala knows. But we have that desire, Allah opens the way. Allah give us tawfiq. Let us engage ourselves in duas now, inshallah. And then after Maghrib we have our supper after Isha ul-Bayan. سبحان الله.